Today is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, and it's also the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Confessions will be heard after Mass today for those unable to make it during the week. Please note the time and place for daily Mass and Holy Hour in the bulletin. In order to accommodate the young children and mothers, there will be confessions this Wednesday at 10 a.m., followed by Mass at 11 a.m. at the school. The young men's and ladies' retreats will take place from October 19th through the 23rd in Round Top. Please sign up as soon as possible, as space is limited. And this year's St. Pius V golf outing will take place on Monday, August 28th. If you wish to attend the golf or the dinner, please sign up on the website or call the chapel office. And finally, if this is your first time here at this chapel, or you are new to the traditional Mass, I would like to welcome you. I would also like to wish to point out that before you would receive Holy Communion, it is first necessary to speak to one of the priests. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to speak to the priests after Mass. The epistle for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free men to justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I am the mother of fair love. In me is all grace of the way and the truth. In me is all hope of life and virtue. Come over to me and be filled with my fruits. These words are taken from the Mass of the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It seems a common trait of human nature to want to have assurance that we're going to get what we pay for, especially when we're purchasing something very expensive. Few people, for example, are willing to invest their life savings unless they're absolutely sure that they're not going to lose everything. Now, nothing costs so much to purchase as heaven, but nothing, absolutely nothing, is so worth the cost. It requires a lifetime of sacrifice, of labor, and of effort. But wouldn't it be easier to do all this if we had a guarantee that at the end of this life, we would go to heaven? Our Blessed Mother understood this, and so she personally came down from heaven to give us her magnificent scapular promise. And since today is the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, I want to tell you the story of the apparition and also a little bit about her promise. In the early 13th century, St. Simon Stock was the superior general of the Carmelite order. At the time, his order faced many dangers, even of going extinct, from both within and without the order. In the Holy Land, where the order originated, the monks were forced to flee because of the grave danger from the Muslims. Sadly, when they arrived in Europe, they didn't receive a warm welcome. The Western clergy thought that this new order might interfere with the orders that were already there. And so they actually petitioned the Pope to suppress the Carmelite order. One day in the midst of all this, St. Simon Stock was in his cell asking Our Lady for her assistance, when suddenly she appeared to him in his room surrounded by numerous shining angels. And she approached him holding the brown scapular. Gently, she consoled him with her wonderful scapular promise, in which she said, "Receive, my son, this habit of thy order. Whosoever dies clothed in the scapular shall not suffer the fires of hell." And after this vision, the monks adopted the brown scapular as part of their habit, and the order actually thrived and spread. Instead of suppressing the order, the Pope gave it his approval and his blessing. And soon after this, the scapular was approved by Pope Urban, and he declared that all those faithful who wore the scapular could partake of Our Lady's promise. And the scapular was also adapted for general use by the faithful, because originally it was a long piece of brown cloth, kind of like what the sisters wear with their habit, the long black cloth that they wear in front of their habit. But my dear friends, to receive Our Lady's promise, all we have to do is fulfill three simple conditions. First, we must be enrolled in the brown scapular. And this enrollment is a simple ceremony in which the priest invests the person in the scapular with certain blessings and prayers. Second, the person must persevere in wearing the scapular until death. And third, one must wear the scapular with devotion. That is, they must strive daily to live a good Catholic life. You have to understand that the scapular is not a license for someone to do whatever they want and still expect to go to heaven. For, as St. Louis de Montfort explains, how can one truthfully claim to love the Blessed Virgin when by his sins he piteously wounds, scourges, and crucifies her son? But for those who strive to live a good Catholic life, the scapular is a certain sign of salvation directly from the Mother of God. It's a powerful protection in dangers, both spiritual and temporal. For as the book of Ecclesiasticus says of Our Lady, "In her is all hope of life and virtue. In her is all our hope of overcoming the devil and our faults." By her scapular promise, she invites everybody to come to her, to be filled with the divine fruits of her virtue and her love. But I think it's often difficult for us, though, to really appreciate the treasure that Our Lady has given us in the scapular. I remember a few years ago, when Father Bamberger was visiting a sick man, I happened to be along with him. And during this visit, the importance of the scapular really struck me. This poor man had an extremely painful disease, which nearly paralyzed him and greatly limited his ability to speak. I remember in the course of the conversation, he showed Father Bamberger a button he had hanging around his neck, which he told us was a lifeline to the ambulance in case he fell or had an accident. But then, with the greatest earnestness and a look on his face I'll never forget, he held up his scapular and he said, "But this is my real lifeline. I would much rather prefer to give up this emergency call button than to give up my scapular." And his confidence was in no way exaggerated, as so many stories about the Brown scapular demonstrate. In fact, there's a story that I just came across recently on the Brown scapular and the Curie of Ars, St. John Vianney. One day, a young girl came to make a general confession to the saint. But before she could even begin, the saint startled her by asking, "My child, do you remember the dance that you attended a short time ago?" "Yes, Father," the girl replied, somewhat confused because she hadn't even told him anything yet. "Do you remember the young man that was there who was elegantly dressed, of distinguished bearing, the most popular one at the dance? Did you not feel upset and a little jealous that he didn't ask you to dance with him, even though he asked many others?" "Well, yes, Father, you're perfectly right," the girl stammered. The holy priest continued, "Do you remember that when he left the party, you thought you saw two small bluish flames under his feet, but you convinced yourself it was just your imagination?" "Yes, Father," replied the girl, "I remember that perfectly." "Well, my child, that youth was a demon. Those with whom he danced were in a state of mortal sin. And do you know the only reason he didn't ask you to dance? He was prevented because of your devotion to Our Lady and because of the scapular which you were not ashamed to wear." This girl was protected from grave danger without even knowing it because she was wearing the scapular. And we know the devil constantly prowls about seeking to do us harm. The scapular is our armor against his attacks. And besides protecting us from danger, there are numerous indulgences also attached to wearing the scapular. For example, anyone who is enrolled in the scapular receives a plenary indulgence on the day of their enrollment. And they also can receive a plenary indulgence on the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. That's today. Furthermore, a plenary indulgence can be gained at the moment of their death if they call upon the Holy Name. And finally, each day, even numerous times a day, you can gain 500 days indulgence for merely kissing your brown scapular. Now, although wearing the brown scapular is so easy and carries with it so many blessings, some Catholics neglect to wear it, maybe at certain times, because they are worried about what people might think or say. But there's nothing embarrassing about wearing a symbol that shows we belong to the Mother of God, Queen of Heaven and Earth. You know, numerous people openly wear bracelets or necklaces to show they belong to some secular group. Others get tattoos to draw attention to themselves. Shouldn't then we as Catholics proudly wear our scapular? Since even the very sight of it can easily help draw others to Our Lady and thus win for us a tremendous reward in heaven. Wear the scapular wherever you go, at night, during the day, even on vacation, all the time. Show your devotion to Our Lady by never taking it off, and strive to live in a manner worthy of a child of Mary. Be mindful of dressing modestly, especially during these summer months. Persevere in frequenting the sacraments, reciting the daily rosary, and your morning and your evening prayers. My dear friends, we know from painful experience how weak we are, how easily we succumb to the temptations of the devil. By ourselves, we're no match for his cunning and his strength. However, Our Lady came down from heaven to give us a powerful armor which the devil cannot pierce. As seen from the story of the girl at the dance, the devil has no power to overcome a devout soul who wears the brown scapular. Today, on the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, let us renew our devotion and our appreciation for this priceless gift. And let us show our devotion to Our Lady by living good Catholic lives. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.